From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Wojtyn.
Fresh Friday's here on the G and Ursula Show. Ursula, good morning. How are you feeling about the
morning.
First 2 hours
yeah. went by, I'll say, medium fast. Not super fast today, but it went pretty well.
I'll share what I loved about today's show. I'll take everybody behind the scenes. So, on Fridays in the past, I'll put this on me. I'm guilty of, okay, if there's some tough stories. By the way, there's such, there's hundreds of news stories that we could talk about here on the show. But sometimes on Fridays, I'm like, hey, it's Friday. Okay, yeah, that's a tough story. Oh, that's too many tough stories for Friday. And I think today we covered some tough stuff today. You know what I mean?
Well, and so news happens I really every single day, and we can't, you know, sugarcoat it. We can't keep it from you. Our goal is to bring you the top stories of the day.
Yeah.
Do we have to go into in-depth discussions about them? Not necessarily. I want to bring up, though, because a couple of people have asked, and they were asking about Michael Medved and saying that they missed him the last couple of weeks. We were planning to have him on today, and he is out of the state, actually, celebrating Passover.
Right.
And so we will try it again to have him on Friday, but just want to mention that we still plan to have Michael Medved on as much as we can. Yeah. So he is not someone that we will not continue to have on the show.
And by the way, as the person that, as you all know, that probably disagrees and or argues with Michael Medved the most, I miss that dude.
I know.
We love him on the show.
We will continue to invite him on the show as much as possible.
Have you done any research for this next topic?
That would be no.
Thank you. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
That makes three of us.
Oh, boy.
Rent in.
Usually, you're the one who's the most well-versed on Agree to Disagree.
It's a built-in advantage.
Yes. You're the one who knows the questions.
All right, let's go down to Rent in, which is going to be canceling their 4th of July fireworks show. That announcement just made. Instead, Rentonians, I'm not sure if that's what we call y'all folks down there, so please correct me if I'm wrong, will enjoy a drone show featuring 200 flying copters on July 26th. As part of the 39th annual Renton River Days. Ursula, I'm gonna come to you first today. How do you feel about cities canceling fireworks shows? The reason they're doing this is because of air quality concerns, concerns about pets, loud noises, etc.
I'm okay with cities having to do that, although I love having those celebrations where the community can get together. So the fact that Renton is trying to swap it out with something else.
Pre-existing festival, right?
Yeah, so I give them credit that they're going to continue to have that festival. I'm not a huge fan of fireworks. I do have a pet. I do have some noise sensitivities, and I do worry about fires caused, et cetera, injuries caused by fireworks. That said, I think the best way to eliminate some of the other problems is to have sanctioned fireworks displays that cities put on. So I'm in favor of keeping the big ones and maybe just having some of these other communities have join up with the big ones. I know that Edmonds has a great fireworks show. Mm-hmm. And didn't they have to do something with that this past year? I might be wrong because my sister said it wasn't going to happen. In any case, as much as I'm not a big fan of fireworks displays, I would hope that there would at least be some kind of option, even if it's just having a couple of bigger ones.
What did you mean by July 26th?
So they have Renton River Days at the end of July every year. It's like a big festival in Renton, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And so they did a drone show last year, and the city came out and said, well, instead of doing a 4th of July fireworks display, we're going to continue with the drone show on Renton River Days. Basically, it's like a line item budget thing.
So they're
just getting rid of it, and they're going to keep doing the drone show, and that's what they're saying is going to be their version.
So nothing for the 4th.
Correct.
I mean,
I need something on the 4th.
That's what stands out to me. I'm okay with the drone show. I'm okay with, okay, look, the fireworks are a bit expensive. We can cut costs with doing this. I get it. But to do nothing on the 4th, I guess when I think about that, when I think about these stories, I think about it as a child myself. I go back to the 4th. I can't speak for how you all spent the 4th. I'm speaking about myself. And to know that kids won't get the opportunity to be able to get that excitement of the 4th is what you really look forward to. Like, you never wanted nighttime to come so fast on the 4th because of that experience you got. So with that being said, Ursula, come on, Renton.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's ever more important.
What about the few people are asking, why not have the drone show on the 4th?
I'm not adjudicating Renton.
Yeah. And get off the Renton River Days. Do something. Just let Renton River Days consist.
River Days are really important.
No. I'm not saying get rid of Renton River Days. I'm saying get rid of the drone show and fireworks. If you're not gonna have that, have it still on the 4th and just don't have it on the 26th.
I see. Yeah.
My worry though is that within 20 years, fireworks shows are going to be like cigarettes, right? And the younger generation is going to be like, why would you light something on fire that pollutes the skies and like terrifies animals and it's not good for people who have PTSD? Like, that is such an insensitive thing to do. Just use drones instead. And it seems like that's the direction we're going in. I guess if that's the case, just kiss goodbye a beautiful vestige of childhood for a lot of us.
Well, you could still go to the big, big fireworks displays.
Mm? Yeah?
Yeah, you can.
Who really wants to go down to Gasworks Park at 2 o'clock p.m. on the 4th of July in order to secure 18 square inches of space next to 4,000 other people, let alone the parking and the situation getting out of there? I would never go watch the Seattle fireworks display unless I had like an apartment with a balcony view of it. Like, there's no reason to try and jam yourself into an area like that. Mm. Stay in your small town. All right, speaking of small towns, I'm sure you will love this story. It talks about likely your favorite retirement hobby. The city of DuPont is making it illegal to use metal detectors on public land. You know, the things that... Thanks to lobbying efforts by the DuPont Historical Society, local treasure hunters can still do it on private land, but the historical folks say, look, you could disturb artifacts that are in the area, so... If you're caught with a metal detector in DuPont on public land, you could get a citation or a fine. What do you think? Ban metal detector?
I mean,
lucky, you know, DuPont to have that as the big problem.
You know what? You know, when I started doing this show 4 years ago, and some of you all would text in and like, oh, you guys are always just trying to change stuff. You just try every time. I apologize for making fun of you. I'm with you now. I'm so sick and tired of everybody trying to... Like, come on, man. Really? Somebody's got metal detectors on the beach or something like that, walking along public property in the park or something like that, and they find a little something like, oh, we found this. I found this cool coin and all that. You really are mad
Finders
at that person?
Finders keepers does not apply.
Like, folks, what? If you are someone that goes around with the little metal... those are usually the nicest people in our society.
Yeah.
Why are we trying to mess with them? They're usually great. You ever seen somebody just mad doing that? No, they're always so nice.
They seem so content.
Yes, leave them alone. These topics today got me triggered.
What do you say, Ursula?
Well, like I say, lucky DuPont that is a big issue.
Uh-huh.
I would not put that on the top of list of priorities.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either. I got to be honest, I used to make fun of the metal detector guys because it's always a guy. It's
Until
always someone over the age of 60.
It.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it makes sense in Hawaii where you can get like wedding rings outside the resorts. But here, where the oldest thing that you could possibly find is like 150 years old, you're not going to find much of value. But if I lived in, I don't know, the UK or Europe, you find some really cool stuff. I'd love doing that. It's like a treasure hunt. It's beautiful. I seriously thought you were going to make fun of metal detectorists in that, G. You surprised me in a good way. All right, let's go ahead and take a drive up to Mukilteo and one of its most famous stretches of road, the Mukilteo Speedway.
Yes.
The Herald reports that they are considering renaming that street because why in the heck would you name a street a speedway if you want people to drive the speed limit? Ursula, do you think the name has anything to do with how fast people drive?
Jeez.
Oh, this, my this,
you know
God.
What, y'all?
What is up with today's agree to disagree?
My goodness.
We're going all over the map here. Big problems.
Okay,
so we're addressing them.
Mukilteo. Is anyone using the fact that it's called the Mukilteo Speedway as the reason they're speeding on that? Are you going to create a task force now to determine whether there are dangers in using the name Mukilteo Speedway? My parents used to live in Mukilteo. Mukilteo's lovely. Mukilteo Speedway's part of history. Don't waste money changing the name of the speedway.
What's your favorite saying that you always say sometimes trying to make a problem?
It's a solution in search of a problem.
Right.
Please.
That's not how you do it. You could spend about $1 million, but what you need to do is you need to get some driving simulators, right? And then you put a group of folks in the driving simulator where the street sign says Speedway. And then in the B group, they're in a different simulator that the street sign just says, 182nd. And you see if there's a difference in how fast people drive. And then you can determine if this is really a problem. It'll probably take you about 6 months, maybe $1 million to look at it. But absolutely.
And by the way, the way Mukilteo is growing and the traffic that gets on the speedway... Third times
can
you can't
people
move.
I will say one time.
I don't know if speeding's that big of a problem.
I've been to Mukilteo a few times.
The
and
best.
So I was thinking, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to Mukilteo. Yo,
it's
when
gorgeous.
I went to Mukilteo, I was like, whoa.
Beautiful.
That's like one of the best kept secrets here. It's beautiful
it
up
is.
There.
It is beautiful. Just avoid the Boeing traffic.
Very, very, very true.
Gee, the yes. Wall Street Journal alleges there is a new most hated word in the office.
Okay.
And that word would be, hey. Hey, you got a minute? Whenever your boss comes up to you and says, hey, it's never good news. If there's anything you don't like hearing from the boss, it's something that triggers to you, oh, I know we're about to have a serious chat. Another one would be, the phrase is, you got 5 minutes.
Okay. I got one for you. Just talk to one of the bosses a second ago. Hey, that's actually a good one. So,
ooh,
I can't stand that. And it's I don't know if they go to manager school.
Why do you keep going to the bosses then?
Glutton for punishment. Oh, I know why. Because I was telling them about how I told everyone that I had an idea.
Uh-huh.
And
the
reality show idea. And I said, hey, I told everybody how if I came to you guys, like the other ideas that I gave you guys.
Is that
and you
where
guys
the
shot
ideas
down,
go to die?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And so they responded with, so?
So, and it's like usually filled with, this, negative, negative. So that's my word, Ursula.
Okay,
so.
If hey... It doesn't that work in the group chats and all that kind
yes,
of stuff too?
Yes, exactly.
Where
hey,
they leave people
dot,
hanging.
Dot, dot.
I would hate that.
Yes.
Whenever I see "hey" in any kind of social media setting, and then it's dot dot dot, I usually think it's a lonely dude, or it's a scammer from another country.
That's a sweeping statement. Ursula, no. Time out. Time out. Flag on the play. A lonely dude.
Do you know how many hays I get from lonely dudes
that's
on Facebook?
That's not hey, it's hey.
Are you,
hi there.
You try to tell me. Wait,
hey,
whoa,
beautiful.
That's sweeping statements. Women do it too. I will not allow this.
I never get any of that.
I never said it's only. It's what I think of is what I said. So I think I was accurate on that one, by the way.
All right. Like,
that said, though, just real quick, there are words that I can think of beyond hey, that would be much more
alarming.
Worrisome.
Okay,
alarming.
Okay, give us some.
Downsizing. We're going in a different direction. We no longer need your services. Okay. No. Please. Never let me be the subject of a short terse email that says, we wish her well in her new endeavors.
If the email includes the word endeavors,
yes.
You know you are in trouble.
I know my career ended.
Have you written that email?
Sad way. Yes.
Can I? All right. Since we're asking, and Ursula, you've been in management, I want to tell you something that I do. So sometimes our company, we get a company-wide email letting us know that this person or that person is no longer going to be working here anymore. I read the emails.
Yes.
And when I read the emails, I can tell, ooh.
Yes.
And then some of them I'm like, oh.
If it's generic... It didn't end well.
Okay.
If it's less than a couple of lines, didn't end well.
Okay.
If it includes an entire bio and all the great things that were accomplished.
Okay.
Oh. Left on a good note.
So I was right.
Of course.
Yes.
And if you have a party, you were a pet.
You
would have a party. We used to have goodbye parties. We used to have goodbye parties for anyone who'd worked here for more than a few years.
Do you want a party?
Yes.
Hey, Ursula. Ursula, do you think when it's time for when the bosses get rid of me, do you think that they'll have a long
when
email?
When they get rid of me?
Yeah. Wait. Do you think they'll have a bio? Do you think they'll have a bio and a party for me?
Depends on how well you behave. I think they'll. I don't think
like
they'll
if I
worry.
Was if I was like today, if it happened, do you think that they would give me a bio and a party?
Though we love G in all of his harassable ways,
it's
time to part.
Okay, I'm going to just pull a curtain wide open.
Yeah.
You're not at the end of your contract, so if it happened today...
It'll be a couple sentences.
A couple sentences.
We wish him the best and hope he keeps it above.
I'll be calling you later.
Right. Hey, yeah. Look, can I... Ursula is that one friend. Now, you probably got that one friend. Like, who can I call that's going to tell me the truth? That's Ursula.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So let's keep the emails away.
Okay. All right. We have a guest that's coming on. By the way, I think the G and Ursula show does the best when we have guests. Some I like, some I don't. Up next, Nate Connors going to join the show. And this one, I love Nate Connors. He's the traffic guy in the afternoon. I guess he rode the new light rail in Bellevue that opens on Saturday. He joins us next. G and Ursula.
The G and Ursula show. Coming up in about 10 minutes when we read our text messages, when we were giving our sage bear advice, what do you do when you encounter a grizzly? I said something that was so wrong, and I hope that no one going out into the wilderness goes armed only with advice from G and Ursula about what to do if you encounter a bear. So I'm going to make a big correction that'll be coming up. I don't mean to laugh.
Don't people know that? Like, know not to go to the G and Ursula show and ask any advice.
About camping or being out in the wilderness.
Exactly.
You would just ask me, we were having a conversation and I said one thing that was not correct when it comes to grizzlies. So if you were hanging on to that advice, I'm going to make a correction and that's coming up shortly. But right now we need to talk about a big light rail project and something going on the east side, and our friend Nate Connors is in.
Yay!
This is the first time we've had you on the show.
It is. Thank you so
much.
What
the heck? What's taking so long?
Well, you asked. I was going to ask you.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
We're happy to have you here. So
thank
tell us, because you had a chance to do a sneak peek.
That's right. Did the that was just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Tomorrow's the grand opening ceremony in Bellevue. I got to start off by saying I've never even stepped foot on the one line. I've never stepped foot on any of the local trains.
You have been missing out, I tell you.
Well, you know what is funny? I everyone in the newsroom is saying what you're saying, but you know what you read in the news. You always hear just this horrible.
You only hear the worst of it.
Yes.
So I will just tell you that what's really fun is if you take light rail to downtown. Park at Husky Stadium, okay. Take it downtown. A lot of fun.
Yeah. And so I guess it's similar over to the east side. So right now it's just 8 stops between South Bellevue and Redmond Station, they call it, the Microsoft campus, basically. And, is this normal, 90 seconds between each stop? I mean, it's just real quick.
It's very quick.
Yeah.
Well, so it was quick,
yes.
Right? Does it seem like it's going to be efficient? Is it going to be like, Like,
yes,
explain
it is.
That part of it.
Yes, because... And because it cuts through just a lot of traffic,
okay.
Cuts through a lot of heavy traffic, goes over the freeway. In fact, next year they're going to start working on extending the last two sections of this link out to Redmond. And that includes Marymore Park. As you all know, that's a huge place
no doubt.
For families, especially summer concert series. So ideally, the Bellevue Station is right at the intersection of the interchange of 405 and I-90. So you can come in right off the freeway. Park there. It holds 1,500 cars. You can park there, hop on the train, and go to Marymore Park. Easy peasy. You're there in probably, 5 minutes or so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
Now, how about when you get ready to get onto the light rail? Like, how is that? Are they going to have ambassadors? Or like, how do you have to
Great
pay?
Great question. Yeah. Well, like all of public transportation, the Orca card, they really promote using that Orca card.
Mm-hmm.
The place is just packed with ambassadors, transit police, there to help you. They try to make sure people are getting on and off the train as they should. Wait, let people off before you get on it. They're trying to keep it moving, mm-hmm. keep it efficient. And, this has got the Bellevue police walking the trains, too. So, this is going to be extra safe.
Yeah, we talked about that with Sully yesterday. Yeah. So they really put a big emphasis on making sure, because people hear the news stories, that you feel safe and that you are enticed to actually use it now that it's there. Question, though. I was listening to you, and I didn't catch the whole interview, but you were on with John and Sherry yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and you were talking about how some of the seats were not new. Was you joking?
No, I wasn't.
What?
Yeah, now look, I didn't inspect every seat, but I checked out about a dozen of them because I saw one and I was like, that thing's got stains on it.
And so they recycled some seats.
Yeah, I don't know how many, but certainly the dozen that were around me, one of them looked like I had gum stuck to it.
Yeah, I'm glad you
but I did.
Clarify them stains.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Chief.
I did.
Are you going to go visit the boss's office on your way out?
Marin.
I mean, I know I wasn't the only one that thought that when he said it.
Okay, was anyone else inspecting the seats? Was that just you?
I didn't notice anyone else, and I didn't bring it up. I don't want to bring it up on their tour.
You need to ask those questions.
Yeah.
Well, we pay a lot of money for this. Yeah. Why are you using gum?
And the edges were frayed. I mean, it was very obvious these were old.
The edges were frayed?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, these are obviously. So I don't know.
No. You need to do a follow-up.
Okay.
You need to do a follow-up. We're spending a lot of money for these things.
Was this part of the original plan? We're going to use the recycled seats from line?
I'm okay with using recycled and recycling perfectly
good seats.
Would you be
okay for them cutting the budget to add in the new, the Bellevue police have an opportunity to task force to walk?
Sure. I would prioritize safety over perfectly new seats, of course. But I feel like the price tag would afford some top of the line.
Well, you would think.
Equipment.
I mean, everything else is brand new. Nuts and bolts. I mean, everything is brand new except for the seats. But, now it makes sense.
Or maybe they just... Are they going to put some new ones before tomorrow?
Well,
no.
I doubt that.
Yeah, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Hey, Nate, real quick, since you're on the show, by the way, I love always, at the end of my show, I come out there, I call you Nate the Great.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Hey, so how do you do traffic in the afternoon. I know how I prepare for the show.
Yeah.
How do you prepare your traffic reports? What do you do? What's your process?
You know what? We're lucky. This day and age, we have everything's digital, right? On the computer.
Yeah.
We have so many resources from, Sound Transit has maps. Washington State Department of Transportation, they've got probably the best sources for us. Not only the cameras, but the maps that light up green and yellow
and
all that.
But you're really good. I mean, I see the maps too.
Yeah.
But I can't do what you do. Like, I can't sit here and deliver and tell people what to do, how to do. This is what you're going to do. This is going to be your best way.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, just like you and Ursula. I mean, you guys do this long enough, you find your niche, you find a way to get things done.
Well, I'm going to toot Nate's horn for him, because, Nate, you've been doing traffic in this region for a long time.
Yeah.
So you're an expert at this.
Well,
but here's what I want to ask you, because you are someone who is just perennially positive.
Yeah.
Sure is.
What is your motto? What is your, I mean, just for our listeners hearing you, maybe they don't listen in the afternoon.
I don't like to waste my energy on negativity. When I see it coming, or when I feel it around me, I just bounce off it. You know, I mean, that was a learning process. You know, early on, I learned, you know, I got suckered up into that. I'm like, why am I wasting time with this?
I love that.
Yeah.
Every time.
Seems to work.
Every time.
Encounter you, or every time I interact with you, I always leave feeling better.
Well, thanks. Well, it's the candy you leave out on your desk, too. That helps a lot.
Okay, by the way.
Yeah, you emptied that.
Nate is. I did. I dumped it yesterday. I said, I can't even do this. I cannot feed my colleagues this crud. Yeah. I need to get better candy. But Nate was one of the only ones who ever came in to bring candy.
Oh, wow. No. Seriously, if you all have that coworker at work, like, that's always the positive person, always in a good mood, and you look forward to him, Nate is that person.
Oh,
Before you leave, question for you.
Yeah.
Because you're so positive, have you found that your positivity rubs off on coworkers that work with you?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Everywhere I go, even my friends call me, they're having a bad day. They know at the end of the conversation, they're going to be feeling good. That's why they call me.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, how's your honey-do list this weekend?
It's big. Because I postponed it last weekend.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Ursula, coming up next, your text messages, your feedback, and then you know what time it is. Ursula's words to live by is going to send us off until the weekend.
Bear advice correction.
Oh, and bear advice correction. And also, why are you even listening to the G and Ursula show when it comes to outdoors anyway? All right, G and Ursula. G and Ursula. Happy Fresh Fridays to all of you. Ursula, it's time to start off with the text messages.
And I'm going to let you start only because I was busy trying to put together my bear advice.
Okay. Linwood Community Graffiti Cleanup Program. 206 says, when the WSDOT paints over the graffiti, it is like a new canvas, and within hours, days, it's painted over. It seems to be a losing battle. And then, go ahead.
Lynn in Enumclaw says, graffiti is getting worse, but am I wrong? It seems to be getting more artistic and colorful. I recently saw a face on a wall that was an amazing artistic feat. Some of the words are actually eye-catching. Wish they would find a better outlet, but there is some talent there.
You're here.
I know that. I was like, I think that was written by
Natalie in Olympia says, it's absolutely getting worse, even down in the Olympia area. It's everywhere. Brand new building, businesses, restaurants, etc.
And I mentioned to y'all that when I went to swim and I was in this most beautiful park, I saw graffiti on a building there, and one of our listeners from swim said, thankfully, it has been erased. So that's wonderful. On infant overdoses of fentanyl, 360 says, as a child care worker for over 30 years, I can say unequivocally that children must be prioritized. Families being together is unhelpful if they're being abused or neglected or put in harm's way. I will be forever haunted by things that I've seen and two children who are no longer alive.
Wow. Our interview that we had with the mayor of Burien. 206 says, I live in Burien. Our mayor is really good at passing the blame. He isn't interested in sitting down with anyone. He's trying to get our own police department. It's going on the ballot.
On the woman who was assaulted in downtown Seattle, Isabella says, this is why I carry bear spray everywhere.
Okay, Ursula, you know what? I'm going to let you start off with this because apparently we talked about, and real quick, I want to just say this.
The plan on the show sheet was to talk about grizzly bears being reintroduced to Washington. As you guys know, on this topic, I was checked out anyways. So Ursula was explaining to me what this means. And then what happened, Ursula?
Well, then you asked the question, what do you do if you encounter a bear? Well, there's different things. And someone got really, really upset about what I said regarding make yourself big. Because that is not what you do if you encounter a grizzly bear. But David in Covington said, I spent a lot of teen years and early 20s in Alaska, and bear spray does not work on brown bears or grizzlies. It just makes them mad. But 99% of the time, they're not interested in you at all. They would fish right next to me if they ever walked toward us. He says you should just fire a shot into the ground and they go the other way. Just be loud so they don't think you're sneaking up on them. They're not interested in humans at all. Okay, I looked it up. When it comes to grizzlies, this is what the experts say. You were supposed to act as unthreatening as possible with a grizzly. Play dead with a grizzly if it starts to attack. Tuck and cover. Get into a fetal position. Wrap your hands around your neck. Lay on your stomach. Once you do that, 99% of the time, the grizzly will move on. What we were correct in saying, though, is do not run. Because they will think of you as prey and they will outrun you.
Ursula.
Yes.
I'm telling you
but
right
please,
now.
Please don't listen to either G or myself any camping advice.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. If I encounter a bear, I'm not going to trust it because what's going to happen is no. Here's why I'm not going to trust
it.
Because I'm going to go down in the fetal position or I'm going to get on the ground, right? The thing is, and I'm being serious, I'm not trying to be funny.
Sounding like a cat.
But the person that wrote the rules might not look like me.
Hmm.
And then the bear might say, wow, I like this. You should have ran.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I was about to say something that would have gotten me in trouble, and
me
then
too.
I would have been fretting over it over
bears,
the weekend.
Bears don't see color. They're colorblind.
Are they really?
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, please, because we're going to get another text message saying, well, I can't believe you said they're colorblind. No. So, again, make sure that you know what kind of bear you're dealing with, too. That helps as well.
All right. Well, Ursula, here it is. We've been waiting for it all week. Send us off into the weekend. Words to Live By brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
And this is a quote from Roy T. Bennett, who says, more smiling, less worrying, more compassion, less judgment, more blessed, less stressed, more love, less hate.
That sounds like the G and Ursa show.
It's complete.
That's the G and Ursa show right
there.
That's
a great way to wrap it up.
Like Ursa spitting bars over there, too.
Hey. Okay, speaking of sidebar, go ahead.
Well, I know it might be wet this weekend keeping you inside, but I'm sure we have some folks out there who brush that rain aside and go out to find their nearest trail for hikes and nature strolls, or even finding camping spots with backpacks and tent poles. Though if you're in the woods with G, he won't be there in danger when he spots a massive bear and starts to scream for the park ranger. So pack some spray with you and play it safe against the wild, because I know G will be hiding in the tent like he's a child, so maybe we should bring an RV next time.
You're going to be camping in Chelan soon.
I know.
Oh, well, not you. Your friends.
Yeah.
You'll visit the campsite.
I'll visit the campsite. Hey, Ursula.
Uh-huh.
When you have chicken.
I know. I almost said the dark meat, and you wanted to get me there, and I was going to go into the weekend not saying
I was asking about chicken.
Yeah.
Which one do you like?
I do prefer dark meat.
Good show today, Ursula.
Great show.
Chef, thank you, bro. Nick, have a good one.
You too, man.
Chris Martin, always good to have you in. Chris, you get hazard pay today?
I did. Believe it or not, I'm double time.
Okay, good. All right. The Jack and Spike show comes up next. It has been a great week. You guys have a great weekend. We'll be back again next week. The G and Ursa show. You guys like hanging out with us. We appreciate that. But hang out next for the Jack and Spike show. We appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.
We were born to be wild. We can climb so high.